Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hey friends, it's Shauna, your nerdy girlfriend and life coach from simpleonpurpose.ca. I am a Canadian mom in small town Canada. I'm a mom of three cool kids. I am a life coach at the Life on Purpose Academy, and I also do one-on-one life coaching. And you probably know me if you've hung around the Simple on Purpose blog at all. So welcome. I'm so glad you're here. The whole goal around this show is to give you just a quick check-in with yourself on the things that matter to you and the things you want in your life. So we're going to remove the distractions, we're going to simplify, and we're going to show up on purpose. That's our mission. And one of my favorite ways to show up in my home, in my life, is hygge. And hygge is that Danish word. It's spelt H-Y-G-G-E, and it is the Danish word that embodies that sense of connectedness and coziness. And you've probably seen pictures of fuzzy socks and candles and tea with steam coming out of it. It's so cozy. It's so darn cozy. So I heard about this a few years ago, and I just love pinning pins about it. And if you've been on Pinterest, you've probably seen the trend, the coffee mugs, the cozy blankets, a lot of Scandinavian-inspired touches. But I want to encourage you that hygge is not a decor trend or a shopping list of cozy things to bring into your home. Those help. But at its core, hygge is a mindset. So over the centuries, the Danish people have embraced hygge as a way of life. They've brought these values into their daily life. And since they focus on making their long, dark winter an especially hygge time, they've incorporated these things, quote-quote things, stuff, that we see as a representation of what hygge is. But it's not about the stuff. Hygge is about sitting with your friends around a candlelit table sharing a simple snack before it's ever about the candles and what's on the table. It's about cuddling in a cozy blanket with the family for a movie before it's ever about the texture and textiles and a couchscape that just looks so inviting. It's about sitting alone in the morning, enjoying the view out the window with a warm cup of coffee before it's ever about the cute mug and the fuzzy socks and the steam coming off the mug. So it's not a decor trend, it's a mindset you bring into your daily life. And you may have heard me talk more about this in episode 38, I'll link to that in the show notes. I compare hygge versus minimalism, and what I want you to really remember is that hygge is the invitation to gather, the beauty of simple things, the heart of conversation, and the details of hospitality. So I want to give you three ways, three mindsets that you can bring into your everyday life. And these are so great if you feel like you're really busy, you're really rushed as a family. These are really great mindsets to just keep, maybe write them down on your fridge and just check in with yourself once in a while and say, how can I do these things right now? So the first one I want to talk to you about is slow down for coziness. I know, slowing down, right? We just are a culture that is obsessed with busy and we idolize busy, but a value that the Danish people have is work-life balance. So there isn't as much hustling and busyness in Huga. I always just want to call it Haig. I'm sorry. If I do that accidentally, just know what I mean. Anyway, slowing down is just an important part of Huga because it allows you to just stop and enjoy where you are, what you are doing, who you are with. The art of slowing down is an investment in space as well as time. When you slow down, you can become aware of the space you are in and invest in making it your oasis. It also allows you to make time in your day to bring in hobbies and socializing, things you find enjoyable, the things that actually matter to you and you would just, you feel like you never have time for, and you're like, but I just really want to hang out with my friends or hang out with my kids. Slow down for those cozy moments. The next mindset is to keep it simple for contentment. So Scandinavian decor has had its heyday. And I really like the aspect that it's been adopted over centuries and maintained all this time because it's simple. Using simple things, simple ingredients in baking, simple supplies in crafting, simple materials in decor. These are markers of Huga because it represents being content with and making the best of what you do have. And if you have been around Simple on Purpose at all, you know I'm a big fan of simplifying your space because simplifying helps you find more contentment. When you take away the excess and you filter out what you do not love or do not use, you realize you don't need so much and you become more aware of what you do have in your life and your space. It really helps you to just appreciate the what's there, the simple things, simple gatherings, simple hobbies, simple pleasures, simple activities. These all make space for contentment to grow. The final mindset is to show up for connectedness. The Danish culture is one that values equality, where everyone at the table has an equal say. And I think in North America, this is something that we don't readily adopt. We think the children are down here, sit at the kids' table, the adults are in charge. They value these smaller gatherings where meaningful conversations can be had more easily. Huga means making a point of meeting up for coffee, gathering around the dinner table, sitting with your spouse each night to enjoy one another's company. In North America, we live in a culture where it's just so easy to isolate yourself and just socialize online. And maybe our brain thinks that actually is connecting, but often it's not quite. We think that we can counteract our need for connectedness by attending the odd great big gathering where we greet some attendees and then head home. But if we want more Huga, we need to show up for conversations. We need to ask others to show up and gather with us, give our full attention to the people and conversations around us. So I hope these three mindsets really help you to embrace slowing down, finding contentment with what's simple, and opening up yourself to connection, to connecting with the people around you, the people you love, just getting a little bit quiet and deeper. This is the heart of Huga, cozy, connected, content. So beautiful. I just love it. Of course, the type 9, Enneagram type 9 would love it, right? Of course. So I do want to let you know also about a couple fun things that are happening, and you can go to the show notes for all of this. The first thing is you can get a free printable 30 days of Huga. This is so great for fall, so great for winter. And if you are in Canada like me, you know winter is coming. It's such a bad joke. I'm sorry. It's so overused. But it is. Like, we're into October and we know the snow is going to come soon. And we are going to be kind of, we'll be embracing winter until December probably, till Christmas comes. But then we need something really exciting. We need some things in our day to embrace winter, look forward to winter. So get that free printable, 30 days to Huga. And the other thing that I'm going to be doing in the next couple weeks is the Simplify for Fall Challenge. It's 1 week we spend together simplifying our space. And it just is like a nice refresh to come into the next season. So stop by the show notes for a link to that as well. And if you are like me, and you're already planning your Christmas list and you're starting to order things because mail takes forever, then you might be interested in the Simple Christmas Planner. It was out last year and I have updated it and made it a bit better for printing and revised some of the content inside. And this planner is going to take you through all of the aspects of having a simple Christmas on purpose. And it's written by a life coach, it's written by me. So there's a lot of setting your intention, getting really clear on the vision vision and values you have for it. There's conversations you can have with your family. And it's a big planner. You don't have to use the whole thing. Just use the parts that are really important to you this year. So you can stop by the link in the show notes and check that out as well if you are interested. All right, guys, this was a quick bonus episode. I wanted to come in, share a little bit of HUGO with you, and encourage you to keep these mindsets in your daily life. Simplify, slow down, and show up. Man, I think I just found my new tagline for the podcast. All right, guys, I love spending this time with you. I would love to hear from you. If you are a listener, I really love to see your name, see your face, hear your comments. The best way to do that is to leave me a review on iTunes. Your reviews matter. They matter to iTunes. They let iTunes know that I'm legit and they don't have to keep my podcast down in the basement, in the dusty basement. They can let people see it. So stop by iTunes, leave a review. Here's a recent one from my girl Holly. So relatable. I love this podcast and her blog, Simple on Purpose. She has an easy way of sharing and putting into words things that I'm trying to process and didn't even realize it. So thankful for finding this. And I am thankful for you, Holly. I'm so glad you left me that. Thank you, girl. All right, guys, have a great week.